And welcome. Thanks for tuning in today. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, and I'm your host, Joe Hunter. And my co-host this week is Cleveland area author and jazz pianist, Les Roberts. Hi, Les.
Hi, Joe. I'm so glad to be back here again. I just love talking music with you and, of course, listening to good music.
Well, we're so happy to have you back again. And as our listeners know, each week we take a song from the American Songbook and we examine four different renditions. And Les, you've picked a great tune for us to examine today. And I'm referring to Lorenz Hart and Richard Rodgers' Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
This is a song for grown-ups. That's why I've always loved it. We'll discuss that later, I'm sure.
And of course, this song comes from the 1940 Rodgers and Hart musical Pal Joey, which was the breakout performance for Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly, who has always played such a good guy in movies, became a big star on Broadway playing a louse.
It was sort of controversial at the time. It was this first Broadway musical where the main character really was a rogue, a gigolo, and just a louse, wasn't he?
He was very much a louse, and it really changed the way we look at things.
Well, I think we're going to change our listeners' view of this song, because the song has become a very popular American standard, as we all know, but upon really examining it and looking at all the words that are ordinarily not sung, we've come to the conclusion there's a lot more to this song than I think the average listener was aware of.
Oh, there is a lot more. You consider back in 1940, if the original lyrics were played on the radio, the station would have gotten knocked right off the air and probably Rodgers and Hart would have been arrested.
Well, the version we're going to start with, sung by Ella Fitzgerald, is very unlike the commonly known version. The original lyrics that we're going to hear Ella sing deal with the beginning, the middle, and the end of an adult, intimate relationship. There is really a clear progression through infatuation, enthrallment, and then disenchantment.
This is a whole movie in just a couple of minutes.
Yes.
And I've got to emphasize to everybody listening, this is not obscene stuff, but it was pretty wild for 1940.
I like to always remind myself and listeners that these songs were written by adults for adults.
Definitely. And certainly Lorenz Hart, who in real life was a very bizarre kind of guy.
Very tragic.
Very tragic man, but very, very witty when he sat down and he wrote the lyrics for Richard Rodgers' astonishing music.
Absolutely.
And I think this is probably one of the, if not the best example of these two men working together.
Well, why don't we start with Ella Fitzgerald singing the vast majority of the original lyrics to Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart.
After one whole quart of brandy, like a daisy I'm awake, with no Broma seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation, I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Although the laugh's on me, each bring to him, and long for the day when I'll cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. He's a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Sing to him each spring to him, and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best.
You didn't hear that on the radio in 1940.
Vexed again.
Not this either.
Perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Wise at last, my at last are cutting you down to your size at last. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. Burned a lot, but learned a lot. And now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic. Life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since you moved out of there. Romance, Finny.
I like the usage of the Latin.
Your chance,
oh, yeah.
Finny. Those ants that invaded my pants, Finny. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more.
And that was Ella Fitzgerald singing Rodgers and Hart's Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered.
Yeah, I've never heard it done better.
Backed up by some tremendous jazz musicians there. That's Kenny Burrell and Oscar Peterson on the piano. Really great record there.
It's a terrific record.
Well, we have some other very interesting renditions coming up for you. There really are two distinctly different versions of this song. The standard version on this list, the character who's singing the song is sort of self-deprecating, a little unsure of herself, sort of putting herself in the background to the person she's speaking of. But when we hear the original lyric, it turns out the person that's singing this is actually very seasoned, is very confident.
Very tough woman, yes.
Starts kind of self-deprecating, but you start getting into, I've seen a lot, I mean a lot.
Yes.
I'm not just 17 anymore. And then really just expressing some very adult feelings about intimacy. Of course, by the final verses, where she's sort of jaded, the love affair has ended. It's quite interesting to see that transition.
It's very much a transition, especially since she is saying, for all intents and purposes, nobody is going to use me like that again, or I'll get even.
Exactly. I'm wise at last.
Yes. It's such a lovely song. I just adore it.
Well, we mentioned before the break we're going to hear another rendition of it, and this is a singer that I don't generally connect with the American song, and I'm referring to Sinead O'Connor, the Irish pop singer. And Sinead does incorporate some of the original lyrics. Our listeners may want to pay attention to that.
What little I know about Sinead O'Connor personally, it sounds like something she'd do.
I would expect that from her as
right.
Well. Well, let's listen to Sinead O'Connor sing this classic, music by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Lorenz Hart. This is Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Orchestration.
Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold. I agree. He can laugh, but his charms. I'm in love and only show it like a babe in arms. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17.
Heats up, so does the orchestration.
Each spring to him and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
And that was Sinead O'Connor singing our selected song for this week, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered by Rodgers and Hart.
I never heard Sinead O'Connor do a song like that. She sounds so, at the beginning especially, she sounds so vulnerable and so frightened and excited. And again, as the story goes on and she gets a lot more sophisticated, the terrific big band backing behind her gets very jazzy and very low down. I love this recording.
The arrangement heats up as the lyric heats up.
Right.
Of course, she completes the performance in the middle of the story. So we hear her kind of being shy and self-deprecating, and then she finishes with the middle lyrics where she's kind of really enjoying the physical component of the relationship, and she certainly seemed to enjoy those lyrics.
I think so, yeah. Too. You know, when you do this song, it requires, of course, a great voice, as all Rodgers' music does. This requires an actor to act out this song and tell us all the things that are going on here. I think both of these singers we've heard so far have acted the heck out of it.
Yeah, yeah. That was Sinead O'Connor singing our selected song for this week, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Those lyrics were by the great Lorenz Hart and the music by Richard Rodgers. And Les, when we return from the break, we're going to hear our instrumental version of this classic song, and it's a pianist that I'm sure you're familiar with. He was Tony Bennett's accompanist for many, many years.
Many years,
many years.
Ralph Sheeran, sure.
Yeah, Ralph, one of the great accompanists of all time.
I can't wait to hear Ralph Sheeran do this tune.
Well, don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to be back with this recording of Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered by Rodgers and Hart. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter, and today my co-host is Cleveland area author and jazz pianist Les Roberts. And we're featuring Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered by Rodgers and Hart. We'll be right back. Did you grow up in the 70s, 80s, or early 90s? Then tune into Gen X Grown Up, the podcast by Gen Xers who refuse to outgrow the things they grew up loving. Join Gen X Grown Up each week to talk media, tech, toys and games from yesterday and today, all through the eyes of Generation Xers. Find Gen X Grown Up on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. If you like the show, please be sure to leave them a review. Find out more at genxgrownup.com. Welcome back. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter, and today my co-host is Cleveland area author and jazz pianist Les Roberts.
Hi again, Joe.
And we're having a lot of fun today listening to various renditions of Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered by Rodgers and Hart.
I've loved this song for years and years. I've even sung it on occasion, although I think it sounds better when a woman sings it. But listening to these original lyrics and going back to the core of this song makes it very, very different and very, very exciting.
Well, you make a very good point, Les. In the standard version of it, I think it could be sung by a man or a woman.
Yeah.
But if we're going to sing all the lyrics, it becomes much more gender specific.
Oh, yes.
It has to be a woman to tell the story.
Sure.
Well, we mentioned before the break that we're going to hear an instrumental version. This is going to be performed by one of the great accompanists of all time, Ralph Shearing, who was with Tony Bennett for I don't know how many years, 40 years or something.
Easily 40 years. And we've been talking about how great the lyrics are in this song, which they are. But let's not forget Richard Rodgers, who's one of our greatest composers of all time.
Well, Ralph Shearing is certainly a gentleman who has a complete understanding of the song. I mean, he's played so many of these songs behind some of the great singers. What a wonderful touch he has, too. He can really sing his fingers into these soaring Rodgers melodies.
He sure can.
Well, let's listen to Ralph Shearing and his trio perform Rodgers and Hart's Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Nice modulation there.
Lovely.
Perfectly placed cymbal swish there.
Oh, yeah. This is so gentle and so romantic. Thank you.
And that was Ralph Sharon and his trio performing Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered by Rodgers and Hart.
You know, many years ago when I was just a kid, I was working as a house manager for an off-Broadway show called The Boys from Syracuse, written by Rodgers and Hart. And of all things, Richard Rodgers used to come around all the time. One of the things that he always stressed to me that he liked to hear people do the song exactly the way he wrote it.
I understand that to be true about him. He didn't like people taking liberties with it.
I think he would have liked this Ralph Sharon version very much.
Oh, he was very true to the melody.
Absolutely,
wasn't
he? Sure. Joe, I can't wait to play this next one because it's going to make a U-turn for all of us.
Yes, of course, we're having a lot of fun today listening to the Rodgers and Hart classic, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Unless, as we mentioned earlier, there's two distinct versions of this song. There's the standard version that everybody knows.
Yep.
But we've had a lot of fun today listening to some of the original lyric, which really changes the story, really.
Very much so.
And as we've mentioned, it deals with a lot of adult issues of romantic love and intimacy in a very clever, as only Lorenz Hart could do.
Oh, yes.
Very funny, clever way. But this is going to be a very different rendition, sung by a rock group out of the suburbs of Chicago. The name of the band is the Smoking Popes.
The Smoking Popes. Pope Benedict doing the lead singing?
Three brothers are in this band.
Different popes.
Different popes. This is Matt, Josh, and Eli Caterer out of Chicago. And you can sort of hear some of the punk rock influences, I think, in the guitar. There's no orchestration, unlike the other versions that we've been listening to. This is pretty much a straight rock band accompanying the vocal, and he's going to be singing the standard version, which, as we mentioned, is non-gender specific.
Right. It is loud, Joe, and it's not the way I want to hear this song every time I listen to it, but it's really interesting.
What an interesting choice for them to make. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
Why would they be drawn to it in the first place?
Right.
Let's listen to the Smoking Popes perform Rodgers and Hart's Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Obviously changing the harmony a little bit.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a whimpering, simpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, am I? Good.
that was the Smoking Popes performing Rodgers and Hart's Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
Joe, that was fascinating. I got a big kick out of this.
Well, you mentioned Richard Rodgers' issues with people taking liberties with his melodies. I wonder what Larry Hart would say about some of the liberties that were taken with the lyrics. There was Could Not Sleep and Would Not Sleep. Also, we heard him sing a verse for the first time that is included in the original lyric, which the previous female singers didn't sing, and that was A Pill She Is.
Right. Sure.
But still she is all mine, and I'll keep her until she is bewitched, bothered, and bewildered like me. That's the first time we heard that particular verse.
That's true. That's true.
Well, we've been having a lot of fun listening to some very different renditions of Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered by Rodgers and Hart. Les, as you know from your previous visits, we like to finish with a bonus track.
Yes, I'm excited to hear this one.
As I mentioned, we have a bonus song, and I wanted to give you a little quiz here, Les.
Okay.
Our featured song this week has been Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Unless the question I would like to pose to you is, what is another standard that has three words and a conjunction, and every word begins with the same letter?
Oh, boy.
I'm willing to give you a hint. The first letter of every word is the same as our featured song.
B.
B, correct.
I give up.
Bobbles, bangles, and beads.
Of course. Wonderful, wonderful song. This is from a Broadway show called Kismet. The original music was written by a classical Russian composer, Alexander Borodin.
I'm familiar with The Stranger in Paradise. That came from one of his symphonic pieces, I believe.
That's right.
And the lyrics were written by Robert Craig Wright and George Chet Forrest.
It was a fun show.
Well, why don't we listen to this standard that is connected with the three Bs?
Mm-hmm.
This is Bobbles, Bangles, and Beads from Kismet, and this is going to be performed by Frank Sinatra.
Bobbles, bangles, hear how they jing-jingling. Bobbles, bangles, bright shiny beads. Sparkles, spangles, your heart will sing sing-a-ling. Wearing bobbles, bangles, and beads, you'll glitter and gleam. So make somebody dream, so that someday he may buy you ring, ring-a-ling-a. I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. Bobbles, bangles, hear how they jing-jing-a-ling. Bobbles, bangles, all those bright shiny beads. Sparkles, spangles, your heart will sing sing-a-ling. Wearing bobbles, bangles, and beads, you glitter and gleam. So you're gonna make somebody dream, so that someday he may buy you a ring, ring-a-ling-a. I've heard that that's where it leads. If you wear in bobbles, bangles, and them coo-coo beads.
All right. Quiet. That was Frank Sinatra singing our bonus track, Baubles, Bangles, and Beads. It comes from a record very aptly titled Come Swing With Me.
Right.
Of course, that was Nelson Riddle doing those arrangements.
You know, I knew without asking was Nelson Riddle.
Great band. And of course, that was our bonus track, Baubles, Bangles, and Beads. And our featured song was another song with three B words, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered by Rodgers and Hart. And we had a lot of fun listening to four different renditions. We started out with Ella Fitzgerald singing the original lyrics, not the standard lyric. And we followed that with Sinead O'Connor with a very beautiful version where she sang some of the original lyrics. Then we continued with pianist Ralph Sharon performing it instrumentally. And we finished with a very sort of unorthodox but interesting rendition by a rock group out of Chicago. They're called the Smoking Popes, and we heard their take on it.
I'm going to remember about the Smoking Popes.
Oh, and that's one of the fun things we get to do here. I've heard that song before. We can explore quite a wide array of interpretations of these classic American songs.
Oh, you betcha.
Well, Les, we've had a great time spending this hour with you, listening to Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, and we look forward to your next visit.
Well, thank you always for inviting me. It's just such a ball.
Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter, and my co-host this week has been Cleveland area author and jazz pianist Les Roberts. We'll see you next time.
I've Heard That Song Before is a production of the Front Porch People. Listen to more great conversations at thefrontporchpeople.com. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniela Clark.
I'm Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are the Honest AF Show.
Our podcast is real honest conversation with our celebrity friends and pros.
Covering our anything but average rock and roll lifestyles.
All while tackling the hell that is aging and the battle of beauty.
Oh yeah, nothing is off the table.
The Honest AF Show is available wherever you get your podcasts.